This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
There's really no other parties like Chicago parties.
Say it again for the people in the back, you know?
I said there's no other parties like Chicago parties.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen. This is The Rundown. And tonight, Vocalo and WBEZ are throwing a party at Millennium Park. It's called the Vocalo Summer Finale.
So Vocalo Summer Finale is one of our biggest events to date.
This is Biko. He's one of the co-hosts of this party, along with Vocalo's Nudia Hernandez.
This concert is kind of more than a concert. I feel like it is a Chicago homecoming for a lot of artists. So when you look at the lineup, like Kaina, and then you have Marquise Hill, and then you have Pivot Gang. You know, you have the Chicago rap hip hop scene. You have the Chicago like indie soul scene. You have the jazz scene.
Got house.
So, you know, we got Lady B, because it's like, you know, you gotta warm up the party.
And that's only some of what's going on today. There's also gonna be a number of special guests. Good food, good vibes. We're obviously hoping you check it out tonight. And to get you primed up, I'm talking to Nudia and Biko about what you can look forward to. It's finally here. Vocalo's summer finale. Y'all are co-hosting the event. How does it feel to be finally seeing this event that you've been planning for months finally arrive?
Go ahead, Nudia. Let the world know.
I just, honestly, I'm so excited Biko's going to be on stage with me. Like, I don't know what I would do if I was just up there alone. Like, hey, guys. You know, like, I just feel like Biko's, like, family to me.
Yes.
And then, like, every time I'm on stage with him, I definitely, like, really lean on him. He's just such a great MC. And I could just kind of, like, chill out for a second. I could, like, take a break, let Biko take the reins. But I'm super excited that we're going to be on stage together. I'm a little nervous.
Okay, so this is because I think I did one event my first event at the Pavilion that I hosted last year myself. And it was a lot
to take in or just
people.
Okay.
And it was... You know, I mean, it was DJ Spinderella. It was, I mean, it was like big stuff. But it was cool, though. I mean, you're so far removed on the stage from everybody, you know, like you can see everyone. But like the stage is huge. The stage is an atmosphere within itself. So, yeah. How are you feeling, Biko?
I'm excited. You know, it's a lot went into this.
Yeah.
A whole
lot. Biko was on the phone a lot. He was working them phones to get all the artists together.
I burned my battery out that day. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, overall, I'm happy that things is together. I'm happy that everybody gets to enjoy what Chicago has to offer.
Yeah.
Vocalo has worked so hard for an opportunity like this. So it's good to see WBZ and Chicago DKs come together to make this happen, not just for the station, but for the city. You know, Millennium Park is a big deal. It's also celebrating 20 years, I believe, part of their celebration. So to have a West Side collective like Pivot Gang and Kaina and Marquise Hill grace the stage, it's going to be beautiful. And then me and Nudia hitting the stage like this, definitely one of the biggest stages that I'll be touching. I don't know.
Me too, probably. Yeah.
So, I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm nervous as well. But I feel like overall, this is something that's needed, not just for the organization, but for the city.
Okay, so this is for y'all, because you both said you were a little nervous. Biko, what's getting, you know, the butterflies going for you?
For me, was actually, getting these butterflies going, I would say, is being up there on stage and doing my best to put smiles on people's faces. I don't know why that always come over me.
Interesting.
But I just be wanting to be the best host I can be.
Yeah.
And I be in my head, and that's what brings the nerves. Everything else I'm cool with. It's just like, oh, man, I got to get up here and make sure I don't say the wrong thing.
That's always it. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh, you know, I'd say okay. Something dumb. Or
I know I could talk crazy, okay? So,
and this is the J. Pritzker Pavilion.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, what about you, Nudia?
I mean, I honestly, like, I don't know about you. Maybe you guys can relate because you guys are both hosts. I'm always a little bit nervous every day, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, especially, like, with the interviews we've been doing. Every time I have an interview, I'm nervous. Every time I crack the mic, I'm a little bit nervous. So I'm always a little bit nervous when it comes to the job. I think that's good. It keeps you, like, that means you still care,
mm-hmm.
Yep. You know?
That's true.
So I've just been trying to calm down my nerves because now it's like into overtime. It's a little overwhelming, but my dress came in. It looks really good. So that helped me a little bit.
Yes, yes. When you look good, you feel good. For sure.
Yeah. When you look good, you feel good, you do good.
Hey. But I mean, you know, I'm nervous. Like, I don't want my voice to rock. Be like, Chicago, you know, like, Chicago, make some noise. Make some noise. You know,
oh, no,
like,
please.
Make some noise. Like, it's just like,
I hope that doesn't happen as well.
Oh,
I know it won't. You'll be fine. You do this every day.
Yeah, you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
If that happened, look, I'm going to fade to black like Homer Simpson in that bush. I'm just going to.
You just stand back.
Just But no, you got it. We got this.
Yeah.
You
and
good.
That's why you have a co-host.
Exactly.
Right? You know, you lean on each other. So I heard people are going to be bringing a few friends on stage. Marquise Hill is going to be bringing a few people that he works with, including vocalist Manessi.
Ooh, that's exciting.
That is exciting. Yes, we're like, okay, what are we going to see?
We might be surprised just like you guys.
Yeah.
You just never know.
I don't want to give out too many surprises, but I love to see the collaboration on stage, people putting on for the artists that they love in the city, who may be a little lesser known. Biko, you have gone from being a recording artist, performing artist in Chicago to being a journalist, a radio personality. And I wonder if you could talk about how you've experienced that culture of support and collaboration in the city.
Oh, man, you know, at first, it wasn't easy, you know, transitioning from an artist to a journalist. I felt like some people probably looked at it as he just doing this to probably get more support for his music.
Interesting.
But over time, people start to see like, no, Biko actually sacrificed his music for journalism.
Wow.
And the reason I did that was because I felt it was a void and more artists needed a spotlight instead of certain artists, which is great that our city is being spotlighted in general, but it's so much talent here,
mm-hmm.
So much talent to be offered. So like receiving the support that I now have is honestly amazing because I seen it coming, but I also knew that it would take time. And I literally put my 10 toes down and got in that field to at least show artists that, A, this is real.
Yeah.
This is not fake. I'm here for y'all when it comes to whether it's gaining knowledge from what I've learned throughout my music career to even how to deal with folks on the media side, because that takes skills.
Mm.
So, yeah, things have definitely, I've been supported well. I can't complain at all. It's been truly a blessing.
Yeah.
So shout out to all the creatives out in the city, from artists to entrepreneurs to small businesses to arts and culture. Like, shout out to everybody that show love to those that they see is genuinely, you know, trying to help expand the city's creative side.
Yeah, yeah. Nudia, I know you engage with artists, but you're also a DJ out and about in the city. Talk about your experience with that.
I mean, honestly, the funniest thing is that when I came to Chicago, I was like, I want to go to parties. I don't want to play them. when you move to a new city, you don't know what the city sounds like. You know, like, there's a lot of cities, like, I'm sure you know, coming from Detroit, like, there's only, you could drop certain records that don't get played anywhere else around the country, but you play in that city,
yes,
and it goes off, and you've never heard of it before. So for me, I was just like, you know what, and I still feel this way a little bit, like, you know, I want to go to parties, I want to hear the Chicago DJs, and that's been amazing to do, to go to parties, and to hear, like, what Chicago sounds like.
Mm.
It's been really, really cool and really opening. And I just feel like it's that, you know, where you feel like all these things that make you who you are. It's just like Chicago's made me so much cooler. Like, just the music, the part. Like, there's really no other parties like Chicago parties.
Say it again for the people in the back, you know?
I said there's no other parties like Chicago parties.
Yes. Period. So let's get into the foods that are going to be at this event. It's not just a music experience. Chop Shop is going to be sponsoring the event. This is a sustainable butcher, deli, restaurant, and bar, music venue, all that. Biko, have you ever been?
To Chop Shop?
Yeah.
Of course.
Tell me about it.
Now, I've been to Chop Shop several times, but I have not eaten at Chop Shop.
Okay,
and the crazy thing about, yeah, for the music,
okay,
yeah,
you
no
go
same.
Straight through the restaurant. I always go straight, and I always see these sandwiches that look so delicious, but I just, my mind be like, I got to get into this music venue,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Correct.
But I will say, from what I see all the times I went, I mean, they're around for a reason.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, look, me and Biko have been cutting back on the carbs, okay?
Yeah,
so you cannot ask us about no sandwiches right now.
Calorie deficit.
Look, you don't see Biko riding down LSD on his bike 5,000 miles a day? He's out there.
Yes. Me and Biko actually ran into each other on Lakeshore Drive recently, which was hilarious.
She grabbed my bike.
I got on it, too.
To take
I was
it
like,
with
let
her.
Me... Okay. Let me try this bike out.
She wanted to take my bike with her.
It's a bike game.
Yeah, she did say your bike was nice.
It
she
is.
Did say, yeah, she's like,
it's nicer than my bike.
So, yeah, so maybe at the concert, we're going to try one of those sandwiches.
We're going to get into Chop Shop. I don't know if Chop Shop has anything for me. You know, I'm like mostly plant-based.
They might have.
It's giving butcher.
Ooh.
It's a sustainable butcher.
I mean, you do got to cut the lettuce. You do got to cut the tomato.
I was going to say, look, a lettuce, tomato, and cheese with some mayo and some black pepper.
Oh, my God. I need my protein.
You know.
They got some beans. Can you cut beans? Peas.
You got to carb up the bread. The bread will just keep you going.
Carb up.
Hopefully they got something for you.
I hope so. We're gonna at the very least we're gonna carb up at the Vocalo finale. Nudia, what are you the most excited about for today?
I'm just excited to like hear Lady D start the party.
Okay.
Because I feel like that'll get us hyped up backstage, and also like I'll probably go into the crowd, like dance a little. Like it's just I'm really excited to hear her set.
How about you, Biko?
I would say I'm excited to see the people. The biggest thing that I've learned thus far within my career is community is everything. And, you know, this is like, I feel like a good standpoint for Vocalo, where people can just see the community and see the love. And it's nothing better than when the city comes out and everybody enjoys themselves. And like Nudia said earlier, you know, this is pretty much like this is more so of a family oriented event. And I'm already knowing a lot of artists that we support is going to be there, you know, so I'm excited to see the support, you know, come out and just people in general pop out and enjoy themselves.
Biko is the founder of Illinois, a brand, a movement, a platform that showcases the creative talent of Chicago. He's also co-hosting this year's Vocalo Summer Finale. Biko, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And Nudia Hernandez is host of Nudia in the Afternoon at Vocalo, also co-hosting the Vocalo Summer Finale. Nudia, thank you.
Thank you.
The Vocalo Summer Finale is tonight, Friday, September 20th, at the J. Pritzker Pavilion in Millennium Park. Admission is free. Doors open at 5. Programming starts at 6:30. The weather is looking good, and it's going to be a great time. That's it for today. Justin Bull and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Susie Ahn edited this episode. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. And a special shout out to Adore Namigade, Lisa Labis, Noah Jennings, Emily Seiberg, and Katie O'Connell for their work on our morning and afternoon news episodes. We also get help from Cassie Walker-Burke, Sophie Hernandez-Simeonidis, and Dave Miska. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.